Blog Talk Radio.
Get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you, is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. I know you. I know something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. And he does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value. And I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. You're a compilation of food for thought. You're a woman. Before all things, you're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in to Ancestral Tea. This is your host, Ruta Seven Oracle. And what Ancestral Tea is y'all know something? I just got a message that said, saying no is a protection spell. I love it. Yeah, guys, so thank you guys again for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Ancestral Tea. And for those of you that are no stranger to ear, Enhancing Awareness Radio ear, right? Ancestral Tea is a new series that I brought this season. You know, pretty much stuff that are channeled from the ancestors. You know, what I do here at Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom, right? So I just pull different lectures from different people that I'm drawn to. And Shavi Zane is one of those people that I was drawn to, you know, when it comes to her messages and her channels and all that. It's many things that, you know, that I always would feel, you know, but I didn't know how to express it, or I didn't know how to articulate it, or I couldn't make sense of it, you know. And she talks a lot about what's going on with the divine masculine, what's going on with the divine feminine. She even did one on Dr. Sabi. You know, like, I really admire, you know, our divine feminine when they are balanced. Oh, my God, when they are balanced. And they project healing onto the world. You know what I mean? As, you know, the divine masculine is still healing a lot of our deep wounds, you guys. And sometimes it can be projected or come across as, you know, aggressive or angry or bitter or, you know, and I'm pretty sure as the divine feminine heals that it can come across as that as well. But, you know, she just, she articulated this one very well. And, you know, I think that this is a lot of the people that are in relationships, you know, maybe a romantic relationship. But I really feel that this is a lecture that you can kind of take, well, not a lecture, but this is a channel. This was on Ancestral Tea. Ancestral Tea are more about channels versus, you know, like what the ancestors kind of want us to be aware of. That's what Ancestral Tea is. So, so yeah, guys, let's see what Shavi Zane has to say. And I do want to let you guys know that in the show notes, please go like and just subscribe to her channel. Her information, a link is in her show notes. She does email her for a reading. If you go to her YouTube channel and go to her description, her email address is there for you guys to get a reading. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, there's something that she mentioned about chastelization, you guys. And I promise you, I have done two or three shows. I've done two successful shows on it. But I had been trying to do a successful child molestation show, radio podcast, right, since 2019. And, you know, I showed up drunk to one of them. And the second one, I kind of, me and a friend fell out live on air. Like, it was just not going well. But I finally got to a place to where I was able to do it the third time. And the third and fourth shows, if you go back in the archives, guys, pull up Enhancement Awareness Radio, Child Molestation, you'll see where I did it with Shari, part one and part two. Part two was solution-based. Part one was telling our stories. But when it comes to child molestation, what I'm learning is that it is about spiritual cords, to be quite frank. And I felt that, I could never make sense of a lot of stuff. And boom, there comes Shari Zane in my algorithm. You know what I mean? And it's when we have done the work, you know, to grow to certain levels that certain people start to appear in our spaces. You know what I mean? So gratitude, Shavi Zane, for doing, you know, what you do. Because I promise you, there are many of us who are, and I'm an 80s baby as well. I don't think she's much older than me, around the same age as me, 40, you know, so I'm 39, but, you know, 40 range, 83 here. But I love like-minded people, like-minded energies, you know, because I got a message today from the youth, and he just wanted me to know how much he appreciated me and to keep going, because when we share our authenticity, you know what I'm saying, on a level to where it's uncomfortable, no matter how it looks, guys, you know, we're not doing it for others, but I want to say, many of us know and we are aware that we're doing it for others and not just me. Let me reclarify that. Although, we have to do our healing for ourselves first. You know what I'm saying? Because what they say, that, and since they used to say this a lot of times, if you're not healed, how the fuck are you going to truly help somebody else? And, you know, I always teach an eternal, everybody that has been on Enhancing Awareness Radio knows that Haru is all about the processes, okay? Because we live in a society to where we're always rooted in the end result on how things should be. But what is the processes that we don't share in how we got there? That is the premise of my drip, my drive. And when it comes to healing, you guys, we got to talk about the process. So let's see what Shari has to say on this topic, guys. I think you'll love this one. And I'll be back to close that, or, y'all, this is a stranger, y'all know how I do. I pause it, and I come back and discuss and talk about it, or I just simply close out. But make sure you guys go to subscribe to her channel, you guys. Great content. 5444 on the time. timestamp for this one, too. So I'll be back.
Thank you all for joining me at this time. So I want to talk to you all. I'm going to be pulling the cards. I'm going to pick up on some energy today. But first I want to talk to you all about the last couple of days for me were a little heavy in terms of the energy, okay? I found myself feeling kind of down at some low points, and I was like, hold up, this is not going to work, okay? And so I said, I have to alchemize and transmute this energy, so let me find an outlet. I had to do something a little bit different, though. So I ended up going to the workout room in the building that I'm staying in, took all six of my children with me, and got a really good workout in. Now, prior to having my children, my oldest son, he's 10 years old. Prior to having them, y'all, the gym was my pastime. Like, that's all I knew. I would be at the gym twice a day because I didn't have any children. It was just me and my little apartment with a couple of cats here and there, and that's just what it was. So I stayed at the gym. So I went to the gym. This was yesterday, and I'm telling y'all, I felt so good. I spent an hour working out. For somebody who hasn't worked out in years, pretty much, especially consistently, that's pretty damn good. So I was on the stair stepper. And so what I did was I said, okay, I'm not just going to make this a workout. I'm going to make this a work through, a breakthrough, not just physically but spiritually. So I said for every calorie that I burn, it represents me burning out energy, emotions, and just weight blockages that does not serve my highest good in spirit and in flesh. And that's why I was able to push through for a whole hour, and it felt so good, okay? I was able to burn about 500 calories, okay? So I really got it in. And I ended up, I'm so amped up, and I feel so good and energized. Like, literally, y'all, I've been laughing all day, singing, dancing. I mean, I feel so good that I got close to doing the Good Knees Challenge, okay? That's how you know how serious it is when it comes to the level of, you know, just the vibrations. I'm vibing high right now. I'm sure you all can tell. And, of course, you know, this full moon is my full moon because I'm an Aries, so maybe it's something with that energy. But initially, though, before doing this, I was, you know, feeling kind of down. And I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. The sleep was jacked up. You know, it's finally starting to balance out a little bit now. And so I knew at that time that there was a strong opposition towards the chosen. You know, you feel that resistance in the spiritual realm that's saying, no, I don't want to see you win. I need to bring you down to a low vibration so that my magic can work on you, okay? Because spell work doesn't work on a high vibrational person. Now, if you're going through grieving, if you're going through self-loathing, insecurities, anger, you know, all of these different things, then yes, what a person does, or fear, especially fear, those types of things can definitely work against you. But of course, you know, we got the Most High, we got our spiritual team backing us, you know, surrounding us on, you know, the four corners, north, south, east, and west, 24/7, never sleeping, and always seeing all things in spirit and in flesh. And so we're protected. But sometimes that energy can penetrate through a little bit if there's still some things that you need to clear out. So I strongly suggest for those of you who want to get back to working out, or if you already are the type of person that likes to work out, when you burn them calories, make sure that you set your intentions before you start your workout and say, with each step I take, I move towards my destiny in spirit and in flesh. Or with each calorie that I burn out all energy, thoughts, and emotions, and, you know, that does not serve my highest good in spirit and in flesh. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer, okay? So that was my first time doing that yesterday, and I'm glad that I did. So I definitely want to come on because, see, the thing is, the fact that you all are winning right now means that somebody has to be on the losing end of this. And so folks are not happy about that because at this point, they really was trying to come harder. Like, your enemies was trying to come harder in this particular season. Like, these last few days, they've been trying to come with every witch's brew that they could think of, okay? They was over there brewing it up, stirring it up. And their biggest fear at this point is seeing you in that high vibrational energy, feeling good, laughing, dancing, and winning.
Wait.
You know why they're afraid of that, though?
I thought that this one, okay, so what I'm going to do, you guys, is, okay, the first one is entitled, You Have Defeated the Hell Out of Your Enemies. So that's what this one is. But I entitled the podcast about the Divine Feminine. So I guess, Matt, okay, so this is how this is going. So let's just keep listening. I'm sorry, guys. It's a different title, but this is the message that wanted to come through. All right.
Fear it, because the moment you start winning is the moment that they start losing. And largely because the scales have to balance out. You see what I'm saying? So they were taking from you. They was draining you of your happiness, your peace of mind, trying, you know, doing whatever they could to block your blessings, to block your love life, your finances, your forward movements, wreak havoc in your homes, to put things over your health and your mental state, your sleep patterns, all types of stuff. These old silly, low vibrational beings have been doing against the chosen. But because you all are winning, automatically means that they are losing. Why? Because when you do dark magic, when you do spell work, okay, and you try to energetically manipulate another person through
okay.
space of wickedness.
I see what's going on here.
That person, it has to go somewhere because nothing goes out void. And so automatically your enemy knows that if you're not over there, hold up, how is she, if she's over there laughing, if she's over there jovial and feeling good and dancing and winning, then hold on, where's my magic going to go? What's going to happen with the lower level entities that I conjured up against him or her? What's going to happen with that? They automatically know what's going to happen. They know that everything that they were sending out towards you is automatically getting ready to happen to them. And see, the thing is, you know, I tell y'all all the time, I don't sit over here, you know, getting off on seeing somebody else in agony. But at the end of the day, very vital lessons have to be learned. And the only way that you can learn is when the scales balance out. So if the balance of the scales looks like me winning and you losing, then that's just what it is. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, we could all win in this thing. We could all win if people would just stop being so much of a hater from behind the scenes. So concerned that somebody else is going to have everything that they desire, when in fact, if you put all of that focus and use all of that magic and all of that skill work to focus in on yourself, you just might be winning over there too.
Yeah.
See, the difference is between the chosen and these people is that we have a divine connection to the Most High. We have a divine connection to our spiritual team. This goes beyond some energetic manipulation. This goes beyond a witch's brew and some spell work. You see what I'm saying? We have the natural gift of alchemizing energy and working with energy, just like me getting on the treadmill or whatever you call it, the stair stepper, me getting on that and saying, okay, for every calorie that I burn out all energy that's not serving my highest good. That's called alchemizing and transmuting energy.
Mm.
And I can do that because I've been given the authority to do that, because I use it from a space of integrity, not against others, but in order to enhance my own personal growth and to pick up my own personal energy. You see what I'm saying? And so this is the thing. People are terrified. So let's get into the cards and see what's going on with the energy for you all, okay? Because look at this, bottom of the deck. This is the energy. This is the Nine of Cups, okay? That's a very excited energy. That is wish fulfillment. That is jumping for joy towards all of those beautiful things that you have prayed for. That is inner happiness, inner peace. You know, look at all of this gold. And, I mean, look, that treasure box down there is busted wide open, okay?
Mm.
It is busted wide open, that treasure box. So you have access to all of those things that were closed off before. Where the key, where you couldn't find the key before, where this box was locked off, your inheritance was blocked off from you, and you couldn't access it. Now it's wide open, and it's at your disposal, okay? And so, again, you all know treasures consist of more than just material things. It's your peace of mind. It's your happiness. It's your energy. It's your love life. It's your that spark, that passion that you have for life. It's your creativity. It's your imagination. I mean, it just goes, the list goes on and on. And so, yes, this is this energy of we are moving into a much lighter energy, okay? And, you know, folks are mad. They're just going to have to get over it. It's like my last message that came through. Your enemies are mad, the comments are mad. Well, it, you know, it's not just those comics that, you know, are in those relationships with our divine partners or who are trying to hold on to our divine partners or maybe even trying to hold on to you. It's not just them. It's family members. It's false friends. It is co-workers who would hate us behind the scenes. And y'all, I had a dream the other night. I was completely shown a co-worker of mine who was against me. This is my very first nursing job. She hired me. And, man, it was shown to me that this woman had been working behind the scenes against me, and I had no idea. I had no idea. I already felt that there was some jealousy, though. But I had no idea until it was shown to me in my dreams. So she's another person that the spirit, that my spiritual team and the Most High is taking care of. At the end of the day, they can do it from behind the scenes. They can do it up underneath a rock. They can do it up underneath your bed if they want to. They are being watched 24 hours, 7 days a week. There's nothing that goes unnoticed. And as long as you are doing what's necessary to stay in the right energy, as long as you are operating from a space of love and integrity and compassion and stepping into your calling and doing what's necessary to have that divine connection, you're safe. You're protected. But this is now their turn. The wheel has spun. The wheat is now being separated from the tear. And see, this is bigger than just us. People are pissed. King of Swords in reverse. People are pissed, okay? But the wheel has spun, okay? The karmic cycle has spun. And see, we are now in the autumn season. So this is harvest season, okay? All of those seeds that y'all have been planting, it was not in vain. Now you get to reap the benefits, just like you saw that treasure case is now open. Now you reap the benefits of the seeds that you've been sowing. What are these seeds? These seeds are the beautiful messages that you've given to others, the words of encouragement that you've given to others, the prayers that you have spoken for others, the generational curses that you have broken on behalf of yourself, your ancestors, and your offspring, the love that you exude, the work that you've been doing to heal yourself. Those were all seeds that you was planting. And these seeds reap a very great harvest. That not, it don't just give in one season. This is a gift that keeps on giving. That's why the cup overfloweth now, because now you already have created that treasure from within. That harvest and those seeds that you planted was first growing from within. And so now it's that overflow. It's coming from within you. You see what I'm saying? And so people wasn't ready for that. They did not want to see it happen, okay? Look at this. The tower has come down. The tower, because some of y'all say I'm not talking loud enough. The tower has come down over the heads of your enemies. You see that?
Uh-oh.
Okay? Divine intervention has happened over the heads of your enemies. And see, they are terrified. And like I said, they're pissed. King of Swords in the reverse. Because, see, they spent too much time telling lies, manipulating, you know, working against you, slandering your name, doing all of these crazy things, dark magic and spell work to try to keep you chained and bound in your circumstances. And I would love for you all, those of you who are joined on my channel, make sure that you like and subscribe. But I also would like for you all to comment below, especially for those of you who feel the energy shift, who have had the breakthrough, because there's some people that are still in a certain part of their season where they are still trying to come out of certain things. And they may not see the way ahead. They can feel that there's going to be a shift, but they haven't been able to see it necessarily in their physical environment. Maybe internally, which is highly valuable to feel that shift internally, because you want to start there first. That's a strong indicator that external manifestation of your blessings is not too far away. But for those of you who have received, who are starting to see the blessings come in your external environment, leave a comment below. And even for those of you who are receiving that blessing from within, leave a comment below, because this is motivating and encouraging for others who are also on the path, okay? But this is what's happening, y'all. The tower has come down. So what is this tower? Let's see what this tower means, okay? Because these people got it twisted. You know, they got it twisted to think that they can try to manipulate our energy from behind the scenes and that they get nothing happens to them. And the large part of this is where they mess up, y'all. They don't believe in the Most High God. They do not believe in the Most High God. And so because they don't believe in the Most High, it's easier for them to try to work up against the chosen seed, because they feel that there is no repercussion for their actions. But see, I feel like it worked in the past only because you had not yet done the work to heal. There were still some things that you needed to release and overcome. And so their karma had not hit them yet because you still needed to do the work. And so it's almost like the Most High and your spiritual team allowed for certain things to take place because it was all to wake you up, to shake you up out of sleep. And anytime you're shaking somebody up out of sleep, especially when they're in a deep sleep, it's not a pleasant, you don't wake up, you know, just naturally, you know, gracefully. It's one of those things when you get shook up out of your sleep and you're like, what the hell is going on? That's what was happening when their manipulation tactics was working against you. It was all for the greater good. But see, they didn't know that. They thought, oh, okay, well, if I'm able to get away with it. So apparently they're not so chosen after all because this magic is working against them. They're losing their job. They're losing their finances. They're losing their marriages. They're, you know, losing their homes and all of these different things. But they didn't know that this was all working out in your favor. We're in the age of Aquarius, so times have shifted now. And so this is where the scales get balanced here in the age of Aquarius. So what is this power? I love that a lot of my enemies watch my channel. Shout out to y'all, okay? Because I want you all to see. I want you all to be front row and center when you watch the glow up of myself and other children see. And, you know, it'll just be a great reminder for you while you're going through your karma that you shouldn't mess with children of the Most High God, okay? People are minding their business, doing the work to heal themselves, and this is what these folks is out here doing. This is what this says, the Knight of Cups in the reverse. The Tower is they're losing, okay? They're losing emotionally. Some of these people are ex-lovers, okay, who or people who might have been trying to come back in offering these false apologies or this false emotional sentiment or whatever the case may be, but they're losing now because the Tower has come down over their heads. They thought that they could try to bribe you, but see, this was in a reversal. It lets you know there was nothing genuine about their actions in the first place. So now you see it very clearly, all right? So the Tower is that stuff no longer works, okay? Queen of Pentacles, many of them are going to take losses financially, where some of them may have been sitting on their, you know, their high horse thinking, okay, well, I got it like that. I got the pentacle. You know, look at me. Now they're getting ready to take many financial losses. Why? Because they were sending out energy towards you in hopes that you would not be able to have your come up. You would not be able to have your breakthrough. That was their agenda, okay? The Tower, yes, the Tower is over these people. It was multiple people. It wasn't just one person that was working up against you. Some of these are so-called friends, like I said, so-called co-workers that was working behind your back, but you couldn't see them clearly because they had their backs to you. They didn't want you to recognize them. A lot of people was working against the Chosen, and they were doing it behind the scenes, okay? And so a breakdown. Look at this. The Devil is coming out in the reverse. The Power is the Devil is in the reverse, which means that dark energy that was hovering over you, that they were sending towards you through this dark energy of the Devil, because that's what that says down there, manipulating your mind. You see that string on his hand? Manipulating your mind, having you in mental conflict, having you overthinking, stressed out, you know, losing sleep, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. All of that energy is in the reverse, which means what? The boomerang effect, okay? The pendulum is now swinging back to their asses. But see, the difference is, the impact of what they was trying to send to you is going to be, I don't even know if I could put a number on it, but if I had to, I would say 1,000 times harder is going to hit these people. That's why the Devil is in a reverse, because it's saying that dark energy is now being reversed back. And there's nothing they can do about it. These people was hoping to sacrifice you and to take you down to the last part of your existence.
Bad.
They didn't want you to have anything.
Mm-mm-mm.
But now they have to deal with that. And see, the question is, are they strong enough to go through what they expected you to go through? Do they have the strength to go through that? Do they have the strength to grow through that? That's the question. Can you grow through it? Because, you know, you're getting ready to receive your inheritance. Everything that was taken from you, you're getting ready to receive it right back because, like I said, you've been planting those seeds. Look at this, with the Ace of Cups from a space of love. Your heart chakra is healed. You was doing the work of forgiving people from your past. Even these same people that was working up against you, you were still putting out the energy of love and saying, okay, I'm operating from a space of forgiveness. I forgive you, not for you, but for myself. I forgive you because I recognize that if my heart chakra is blocked, I can't operate in my purpose. I can't, you know, my gift will not be strong. I will not be able to attract to me love and abundance and all of these things because you recognize that the heart chakra frequency is the magnetic frequency which allows you to attract things to you. And so you forgave, but it wasn't because you didn't want to see them get their justice. It was because you recognized that forgiving would allow you to receive your justice. And as a result of that, automatically they receive theirs. But see, it's on the negative end of the scale. But again, can they grow through these lessons that's getting ready to hit them? Can they grow through them is the question. Maybe not in this lifetime. It depends on how much effort they was putting in to bring you down, okay? Uh-huh. They may have to go through this for cycles. But this is your blessing right here. Your hands are now free. You release. The chosen have been doing a lot of work to release, release, release. And the more that you release, the more your hands are open to receive. And so that's exactly what I was doing yesterday. I said, you know what? Whatever it is that's within me, because, you know, apparently it was still something lingering within me that needed to be released. And I wasn't overly focused on pinpointing what it was. I was more so concerned about whatever it is, I'm going to set the intention that it gets burned out and tore down with every calorie that I burn. It gets burnt out of my energy, spirit, and spirit and flesh. And I woke up today feeling brand new. Like I said, I was thinking about doing the good knees challenge, but it ain't going to happen, okay? Mm-hmm. So you got the six of pentacles right here. This is you receiving everything that is rightfully yours, okay? You may even have people coming in just randomly giving to you. And that's just how it is. You know, when you come out of that space of lack mentality, because that's another thing that y'all probably had to clear out in order to receive your financial inheritance, clearing out that lack mentality, you walking around saying, you know what, my spiritual account reads infinite abundance. There is no such thing as lack over here. Everything that I need is readily available to me when I need it. And so you anticipate that blessings will come to you unexpectedly from places that you could never imagine. You're no longer zoned in or focused in on one particular avenue of revenue where you're like, okay, this is the only direction that I can receive financial security, or that's the only direction, or I can only receive it from this person or that person. No, you're like, uh-uh, it's infinite possibilities out here. And so these infinite possibilities opens up doors so that you can receive. And so you might just find that people just start blessing you and just sowing seeds into you just because the Most High lays it on their heart to do so. You see what I'm saying? And that's it's a circulation that happens here, because those same people that bless you are the ones that end up getting blessed on the other end of that. And so that energy circulates. That's true currency. Okay, and we'll talk about that in another message when it comes to what true currency is, but it's the circulation of energy, okay? You plant a seed here for me. I put out the energy of gratitude for you. I project that energy of love as a result of you planting that seed towards me, and so you end up receiving your harvest, and it just continues to circulate all across the four corners of the globe. That's how you raise the frequency. That's how you raise the currency. That's true currency, okay? And so then you have the chariot coming out here, forward movement. Why? Because the death card is here. The past has been put to rest. Those people that was working up against you have been put to rest. And, you know, I just have to put it out there. Some of these people will end up losing their lives, largely because it depends on how much work they was putting in towards your sacrifice. Some of these people was doing so much work against you that they hoped that they, if they could take you out, then for them, the skills would not end up having to balance because they recognize, okay, the dark energy that I caught now is to feed on this person's soul or spirit, okay? I was able to take them out, and so now I don't have to worry about that boomerang effect is what they was hoping. So many of them was hoping that you would actually lose your life. And so as a result of the wickedness that they was putting in towards you, many of them will end up losing theirs. And it's not going to be just that easy, okay? You just lose your life and then you get to come back and wreak havoc again. No, you lose your life and then you come back and deal with all of the karma that you tried to put out there for other people. And so you come back into another lifetime that's going to be a living hell. That's true hell, okay? And so the Chariot, you move forward. You move away from that energy. You have balanced out your masculine and feminine energy, that yin and that yang. You found that inner peace. You are confident. You are glowing. You know who you are, okay? This reminds me of this guy here reminds me of Aladdin, just kind of, you know, getting on his carpet and flying off, okay, taking flight. But you are moving full speed ahead, and you're not looking back. This stuff has come to rest, okay, as you can see. This mess that they was doing, see, they was doing it, they was cloaking themselves. Look at this, y'all. I told you they've been defeated. The Five of Swords is now in the reverse. These people wanted blood, though. Look at this. Look at this person in the background. You see that blood down there? These people wanted blood, and they thought that they had the victory over you. All of those things, look at them blackbirds, all of that negative and dark energy that they were sending your way to try to bring you down, those headaches that you was experiencing, those sleepless nights, that stress that you was going through. These people was celebrating at every loss that you took, every negative or conflict that you had to go through, that conflict and defeated energy that you was going through. They celebrated it. They felt victorious for shedding blood on behalf of your pain. But see, this is in the reverse, which shows you that they have been defeated, and that everything that they tried to do against you, that blood that they tried to shed against you, this is what they're going to have to deal with, okay? They was cloaking themselves, hiding themselves so that you wouldn't know who they were. Like I said, that the so-called coworker, shout out to you, because I know your ass is watching my channel. Many of these people are getting ready to receive some heavy karma. And I just want to say to my enemies that watch my channel, I thank y'all so much for the work that y'all have put in and helping to strengthen my spiritual muscles and to awaken me and to shake me up out of sleep, because I'm here now, baby. You kept poking at the sleeping lioness, and the lioness is now awakened. So please recognize that I know who I am. Recognize that I know the power that I possess. And so you want to stand down at this point, okay? You ain't got no choice, because the things that you're getting ready to go through, the things that this is, this for, listen, y'all, the things that your enemy is getting ready to go through, they're not strong enough to overcome it. They are not strong enough to grow through it like you have. Why? Because it's going to take for lifetimes for them to recognize the importance of healing through the pain, not submerging and allowing themselves to drown in it. But because they're so low vibrational in their energy and they lack love, right now they're not going to know how to get through these things. So it's going to be real. It's going to be ugly for these people. It's going to be very ugly for these people. But again, the scales have to balance. Look at this, the Queen of Swords in reverse. It's some people that's mad, boy. They are mad. Some of them are air signs. We got the King of Swords in the reverse, the Queen of Swords in the reverse. Some of them are air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. But if they're not air signs, just know that they are in mental conflict. They are angry as hell, okay? If they could yield this sword and try to cut your head off, they would. But look, the sword is down, so they can't. You can't, okay? Queen of Swords, King of Swords. Some of y'all, like I said, this was a past lover who was sending negative energy towards you because you cut them off. They're getting ready to go through heavy karma because they was working up against you energetically, trying to keep you from receiving your inheritance. They didn't want to let you go. They wanted you to hold on to them, but you put them to rest. This death card is here to show that cycle is complete. It's over with. You see what I'm saying? But whoever these people are, they just got to deal with it. You see? So let's see what else is coming out here. Yeah, I mean, they say it because it's like, I missed an opportunity. I missed the opportunity. See, because that cup was being offered to them. It's right there. They had the opportunity to work on themselves and to practice self-love and to do the work to heal so that they too could have a cup that overflowed so that they wouldn't be so worried about you. Put that energy into yourself. That's what they should have been doing. But instead of putting that energy into themselves, they were spending so much time and money on trying to bring you down, paying people to do dark magic against you, paying people to do all types of spell work and craziness against you. And this is why but they had the opportunity. Just know this. And they decided to sit in their misery. They decided to say, no, I don't want to take the opportunity to heal myself. I don't want to do the work. Instead, I'm just going to get off on seeing this person lose. Now they got to watch you win while they lose. So it's just, it's despicable. It really is. Okay? The fool is in the reverse. They made some very foolish decisions, okay? And they know this. They're very clear about this, but again, vital lessons come out of it. Two of Swords, you know, they didn't want you to see the truth. And it was this energy of, okay, she's blinded to what's happening. He's blinded to what's happening. They wanted you to stay at a crossroads, just wrapped up in this negative energy, not knowing how to get yourself out of it. You know, many of you saw many dark, you know, blackbirds that was flying around you. You know I did. Many blackbirds, you know. Mm-hmm. And I automatically knew it was people that was working up against me. But see, yeah. I have a divine connection to not just the Most High, my spiritual team, but to nature. And so I know how to speak to the birds. You see what I'm saying? I know how to communicate with nature and with the energy. They get out here and they think, okay, well, it's a full moon. Let's get together and let's really work up some brew. But I also speak to the moon. I have a connection with the moon. I got a connection with the sun. I got a connection with everything that the Most High made because I'm a child of the Most High God. And so I know how to alchemize and transmute energy. And so it works up against them because everything that the Most High has created, it favors me. Why? Because I send out in loving a loving energy. I'm out here breaking generational curses. I'm out here breaking spells off of nature. I'm out here doing, I'm putting in the work, sweetheart. And so many of you have been doing the same thing. And so everything that they tried to use to work against you is actually turning against them and working in your favor because it recognizes who you are. It recognizes the power that you possess. And so they did not want you to see this. As long as you were blindfolded to who was working against you, as long as you was just stuck and at a crossroads in your life, not knowing which way to turn and just in this energy of confusion, they was able to get away with it. But now that time is over with, okay? There's nothing more that they can do. There's nothing more that they can do, okay? Look at this. Seven of Swords. Look at this. I told y'all they was trying to get away with it. Sneaking around with their little hoodie on in the dark. There's the moon right there, right above their head. There's the full moon right there, sneaking around trying to get away with it. But see, like I just told y'all, I work with the moon. I got a relationship with the moon. And so the full moon is now shining down on them. Everything that they tried to use, each full moon, they coming around, going outside, doing all these old crazy-ass rituals and spell work against you and paying people to do these things. But now, look what's happening. That same moon is now shining down on them, sending all of that energy right back to them. Now they have to deal with the dark energy surrounding themselves because, see, they thought they were slick. They thought, oh, as long as I do this in at night when no one can see me, as long as I disguise myself, as long as I cloak myself, I will be able to get away with working against the chosen. But see, y'all see this person got a knife in their hand. These people wanted blood, okay? They wanted blood. They wanted to win at all costs, no matter what. And so now you're getting exactly what you asked for. You are getting exactly what you deserve at this point because you were celebrating. You was walking around talking about, okay, I got this person. The bloodshed was actually something that it was like they craved to see it. That's how dark and wicked these damn people was. They craved to see you in pain. They crave to see you hurting and on your knees and begging and pleading and in lack. This is what they were getting off on. But see, again, you can't see this person. They keep on disguising themselves behind the scenes, but you didn't need to see them with your natural eyes because your spiritual team saw them. And the Most High saw them first and told your spiritual team, take care of them. Let them know they can't touch my children no more. Tell them they have to lift their hands up off my children, and it is now their time to deal with their karma. they thought they was getting away with something. But see, like I told y'all, just like I told y'all, I got a relationship with the birds. And what happened? This bird is right here squawking. You see how wide that mouth is? That bird is telling it all. Every bird that passes my way, when I hear a little tweet, tweet, chirp, chirp, I'm listening. I'm all ears. And I tell them, whether it's telepathically or out loud, I say, thank you for the message. I receive the message, and then I give them a command. And I tell them, now go throughout the universe across the four corners of the globe and spread the energy of love, light, and peace, and pass the message on. Trust and believe, I have a relationship. We like this, me and nature. And so these people really thought that they could use the things that the Most High created against the chosen seed, not knowing that the chosen seed, once you awaken to who you are and the powers that you possess, you recognize that you work with the elements. The Most High has given you so much power, and if you haven't tapped into who you are yet, keep on waking up. You're going to find out. You're going to find out, and they are too. But let's see what else is coming out. I'm going to pull from a different deck in a minute. Look at this, y'all. The card that came out is the Page of Cups. See, many of them, look at this. They're sad. They're grieving now. They know that they're about to take a whole lot of losses. Some of them are going to try to come back in and apologize. Because, see, you way up here. Your energy is so high, they can't touch you, though. They can't touch you. All they can do is sit down and watch you continue to rise higher and higher and higher. Many of them want to come in and try to make an apology for what they've done. They're not going to tell you what they did, though. They'd rather take that to their grave. But they know you know. And so many of them want to come in and try to apologize or let me try to be kind to this person now to try to avoid my karma. But there's nothing that you can do here, okay, except deal with it. So many of them are going to have to sit in this pain. And so they want to try to come back and apologize to avoid it. But an apology is not good enough because that does not balance the scales. You still have to go through the lessons. And it doesn't mean that if they apologize to you that you can't say, okay, well, I forgive you and I love you from a distance. Sure. Because, again, forgiveness is for you and not for them. But that is not enough to balance the scales for them because they have to have these vital lessons in order to understand the importance of operating from integrity and love. It's very necessary. So this is you. You got the Emperor here. Look at this. The Emperor, and I did see the Empress at the bottom of the deck. You have the Emperor. And you also have the Temperance card. So you have balanced your energy. You have bossed up. You know who you are. You playing chess out here. You are not playing checkers, okay? These people, they don't even understand the game. They came in as rookies, okay, making checker moves on the chessboard. Didn't even understand the game. But see, you was blessed with the understanding because it was placed in your DNA to understand what this whole matrix is all about and what this whole illusion was all about. It was just a matter of you awakening to that. So Temperance is here to show that you are balancing out your energy. You are alchemizing the energy. You are practicing temperance. You are practicing patience. You have gained your wings, okay? You have gained your wings. And so they can't catch you because now you're flying high. And that's exactly why all they can do is just watch you from below. That's all they can do is watch you from below. Because you're going to continue to rise. They can't touch you. And so there's the Strength card here. Look at this. The Strength card is here. You recognize your power. You recognize your strength. And like I told you, we lions out here, lions and lioness. You kept poking at the sleeping lion and lioness, and we have now woken up. So recognize your position, okay? Recognize your position. Because, see, this little lamb down here, this little lamb better play it very safely, okay? Play it very safe around this lion because this lion can bite your head off if necessary. But see, this strength here, the little heart right there around the heart chakra, it just indicates that we operate from a space of love. We don't have to go around doing these types of things to others. We understand the cycle of life. We understand karmic energy. We understand that the pendulum has to swing back. And so the laws of cause and effect are very real. And again, look at this infinity sign that's on her arm right there. That infinity sign shows you the cycle of life, okay? Everything has to go back. It has to cycle back around. And so nothing goes unnoticed. Nothing goes unpunished. Nothing goes unblessed, or, you know, you still gonna receive everything that you're supposed to receive when you plant those seeds towards it, whether it's good or bad. You see what I'm saying? And so this is what it is. We're operating from a space of strength now, walking away from the past. And see, there's the magician right there. They was doing all types of work, brewing up their little potions. But again, this person has a hoodie on, constantly trying to cover themselves up while they're doing these things in the dark. But see, you get to walk away because you've been burning out that negative energy. You're moving towards the sunlight, okay? And you already know how to alchemize your energy. These people don't even recognize that they think they're doing something. The Most High has given us so much power and authority out here because it was naturally meant for us to have it so that we could build the kingdom, so that we could tear down the false structure and build the new structure, the new kingdom that is from love and, again, integrity, peace, and honor, okay? And so many of these people, they thought that they was actually doing some stuff. Like, they really thought they had some power because they was working with some lower-level entities. These lower-level entities got to bow down to the Most High, too. So what makes you think that you're going to sit up here and continue to work against those of us who give, who pay straight homage to the Most High God? We recognize who the Most High is. And so you think that when we awaken to the powers that we possess, that these lower-level entities are going to come against us and be successful and victorious? No, they got to stand down. They got to recognize who the heck we are. And so this is where they still got to feed on something, though. You conjured them up. You called them in. Your enemy called them in. And so now, okay, you've awakened these lower-level demons. Now they're hungry. But see, they can't feed on the chosen. So now they got to come back and feed on the enemy. And so that's just what it is. But that's how we balance out this scale here. That's where true justice comes in at. So here we have the Eight of Swords in the reverse and the Six of Swords. You coming out of that energy of feeling stuck and entrapped, okay? You now see yourself for who you truly are, recognizing you was never trapped in the first place. It was all an illusion. It was all mind play, mental manipulation against you. You see these dark birds that's hovering around her, even looking in a mirror. You, at one point, you was in the, under the illusion that there was nothing you could do about your circumstances, that you possessed no power, that mentally you could not come out of the energy of fear. You could not come out of the energy of self-loathing, insecurity. Like, you carried these things with you internally. And this is why this dark energy was able to surround you the way that it was. But now with this coming out in the reverse, you're looking in the mirror now and you recognize it was all an illusion. This was never really my energy in the first place, right? This was all an illusion. You see it now. You see it very clearly. And so now you come out of that energy of feeling entrapped, and now you move on. Now you move forward. You're leaving all of that dark energy behind and moving towards calmer waters. Many of you are packing up and even relocating away from certain people, places, and things, okay? But you're leaving that energy behind. And now those same birds that used to hold you down, and, you know, that same dark energy that used to hold you down, these same birds that you made that connection with, now they're guiding you. Now they're part of your spiritual team. So like I said, they try to use nature to work up against you, but now nature is working for you because they're guiding you. They're going to help to guide you in the direction that you should go in. The Hierophant, many of you are spiritual leaders, your teachers. You know, you step into your spiritual understanding. You're evolving. You're climbing the ladder of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, this person is here, they're smiling, they're laughing. You're feeling high, you're feeling good. You know, this is the tree of life up here. Like, you're moving, you're elevating and evolving so high. Like I said, they can't take this route with you. This stairwell is narrow. Narrow is the way, okay? And only certain people have access to this path right here, okay? And so, let me see. I'm going to pull from this deck. We have negotiator. Look at this, begging and bargaining. That's exactly what they're getting ready to be doing. They are going to be begging and bargaining now because that's when they're one of the five stages of grieving, begging and bargaining, because the thing is, that's about all that they can do. The begging and the bargaining is not going to change anything. they still have to deal with these lessons. They want to try to negotiate their way up out of this, but it's not going to work. And the reason why they want to do this is because, look at this, you have protection. Archangel Michael, some of you work with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael has been protecting you. One of part of your spiritual team, it says protection, prevent it from harm, divine intervention. This is the divine intervention right here. That's why the tower came out first. That's divine intervention. We're shutting this thing down. No more. Okay? The Most High said, no, this is over with. This child of mine has done the work. They have taken the assignment, and they have done the work to heal. They have unselfishly, they have broken the generational curses. They have been out here, you know, motivating others, encouraging others, bringing their testimony to the world in spite of what they've been through. The Most High said, lightning strike, I'm crashing this whole thing down. Okay? Divine intervention. We're going to tear this whole thing down. No more. You're not working against them anymore. And so that's because you had divine protection. You have that divine intervention that came in. And now you're in this energy of straight happiness. The sunflower is here, okay? This says wholeness, overjoyed, and smiling. What did I just say when this card came out? The Hierophant, because you are elevated spiritually. You recognize who you are. So you are overjoyed. You are smiling. You are feeling good. And that's what, like I told y'all, that's how I've been feeling, okay? Because I know the weight has been lifted. I know that I have defeated, you know, with the strength and the protection of the Most High God and my spiritual team, I have defeated my enemy, and so have you, okay? So let me see. I'm going to pull a couple more cards, and I'll pull some for advice towards the end. And I'll close out here, y'all. I could talk about this all day. Look at this, receipt. See, because the Most High in your spiritual team has receipts. It says proof, show me. There's so many receipts on these doggone people for what they have done against the chosen, okay? And they thought that they were getting away with something and that everything, all the evidence was being hidden. Ain't nothing been hidden. Y'all been
ain't no secret.
And decreeing that everything that's been in the dark is going to be brought to light. And that's exactly what's happening. Just because it's not being taken care of by the so-called judicial system on the physical plane, which some of them will have to face certain things like that. But just because it's not being taken to them doesn't mean, see, these people are going to be bargaining and pleading, wishing that it would have been taken to the judicial system in the physical realm. Because the higher courts, the true law that's in the spiritual realm, that's the one that they don't want to have to deal with. But fortunately, that is the one that they're dealing with, okay? So, hey, it's receipts on them. Everything that they did, there's proof behind it. Look at this, retaliation. That's all they knew how to do, and they're wearing a shade, covering up their face, trying to disguise themselves again. If nobody sees me, if nobody knows that I'm working against this person, that I'm getting away with it, oh, my goodness, how foolish could you be? Nothing is ever hidden. And many of you, let me know in the comments below, too, if you've been having dreams and your enemies have been getting revealed to you through your dreams like I've been seeing, let me know that, too, because, again, that's the receipt. Your spiritual team, the Most High, is showing you this person has been working against you, that person has been working against you, and these are the people that are getting ready to receive some heavy karma. And it's not just people that within your intimate circle. It's also these power structures that's getting ready to come down because they, too, have been manipulating energy against the chosen for a very long time. Y'all know I talk about that all the time. And so this says punish, payback, revenge. Oh, they think they're going to get some revenge. Who you going to pay back? Because you're dang gonna show you can't box with the Most High God. He's too high for you. You operate so low vibrational. The Most High created you, mother and father. So who you gonna box with? Okay? Who are you going to box with? Your arms can't reach high enough. And so this is the energy that they're in here. Okay? They want to try to bring some revenge because they're getting ready to go through some things. And see, they're so dumb. They'll be sitting over there thinking that you're doing something towards them, not even realizing that that's just the punishment for what they've been doing against you. Okay, so like I said, some of these people was your family, blood ties, inner circle. These are people that you knew personally in your inner circle and so-called family members that was your own blood that was doing this against you. Okay, then you also have here TikTok, okay? Time is running out. They don't have much time. This says deadline. Time is running out, okay? So it's only a matter of time before these people have to deal with those same murky waters that they tried to throw you up in. Can you handle the waves? I hope y'all can swim. I'm talking to my enemies. I hope you can swim, because these are the type of waves that your ass ain't going to be able to swim through. Trust and believe that, okay? Look at this. Oh, the drama queen. Oh, look at them. They want to bring some drama. They smoking heavy on them cigarettes. They sucking hard on them cancer sticks. Listen, you saw the death card, so you better be careful, okay? It's time to give up the cigarettes, give up all of the low vibrational things that you're doing out there. I'm talking to my enemy, y'all, because this right here, that keeps you low vibrational anyway when you're sucking on them cancer sticks. And for those of you that's chosen and still smoking cigarettes, y'all already know to get rid of that stuff, but I'm talking directly to the enemy, okay? Thirsty, causing chaos. See, they thirsty. Of course you're thirsty. You're dehydrated. You're full of smoke and toxicity, okay? You're full of low vibrational energy. You should be thirsty. Okay, but see, I hope you're thirsty. I hope you're real thirsty, because these waves, you're going to have plenty to drink when your ass is drowning in that same crap that you were sending towards the chosen. So yeah, get ready. You're going to be real quenched. Okay, you're going to be real quenched. So like it says, they're thirsty and ready to cause some chaos. So it is what it is. You know, they'll just have to deal with it. I'm going to take one more card from this deck. So some of y'all are moving out. Some of y'all are getting ready to relocate. Okay, some of y'all are getting a new home. And some of y'all are having to move away from a lot of these toxic-ass people. Because, see, some of them, their revenge is, oh, well, since you're getting ready to come up, or since you're happy now, I'm going to take this from you. If you've maybe bought a property with them or whatever the case may be, what they fail to understand is that what you're getting ready to receive is far greater than anything that you could have acquired with these old thirsty, drama-filled individuals, okay? So that's a blessing if they decide to say, well, I'm moving out or I'm taking a house. Let them take it and let them go, because you don't want to be in nowhere near their energy when that doggone boomerang begins to hit their ass. Trust and believe, you want to be out of the way, because it's going to be heavy. And so this says online, looking for records. Now they're searching. Let me see what I can dig up on this person. Let me see what I can find so I can get some revenge to come bring some drama. Stand down. Bring it if you want to. If you try to come anywhere near the chosen, you think that your karma is something now. Listen, some of them say, well, I'm gonna just go out. I'm gonna go out swinging. That's your choice. Do what you gotta do, but just know that we are protected. Okay, so let me see what advice I can give y'all as we close out. Because these people are crazy. They really are. Let me see what advice I can give y'all. Like you saw, Archangel Michael, protection. Okay, y'all are divinely protected at all times. And so, yeah, I guess they'll just be fighting with your spiritual team, right? And the Most High God, you have moment to moment. Stay in the now. Stay in this very moment, okay? Because this thing is getting ready to be an adventure. This thing is getting ready to take off. And so you block out everything else around you. Keep gliding. Keep having fun. You know, keep your energy balanced, okay? No matter what type of boulders or stumbling blocks these people try to send your way, you glide over them with ease, okay? The Most High and your spiritual team will not allow you to thump a toe. Let's see what else. Look at this. New vision. Dance. Okay, because you see, you was crawling on your knees. You see this person down here, you was on your hands and knees as a result of what they were doing to you. But now you get to stand up because you have a new vision. You gained your wings now. Your energy is high. You're vibrating high. You know who you are. And you're only looking up, okay? You're only in this energy of looking up. So keep on focusing in on your vision. Stay in the now, because that's there moment to moment. Maintain your balance. And I'm going to pull one more card, y'all, before I close out. Look at this, y'all. This says, and I'm going to tell you what's on the bottom of the deck before I close out. It says, going with the flow. So continue to go with the flow. Glide through those waves. Any emotions that come through, just glide through them. Like I said, alchemize and transmute that energy. All of these cards is in alignment. Stay in the now. Maintain your vision. Go with the flow. Whatever changes needs to happen, just float in them waves, okay? Float in them waves. Feel good. And while you're floating in them changes, with whatever waves is coming through, set your intentions that you are purifying your energy, okay? And then you have here, last card, we have change. This is the Wheel of Fortune. Major changes are getting ready to happen for you all. And so if you have not seen these things unfold in the physical yet, you may feel that something is happening different because your energy feels lighter. Just know that your harvest is coming. And there's certain changes that need to take place in order for you to receive this harvest. And so embrace the change. Welcome the change, because ultimately it's going to be for your highest good. So, yeah, this is the last one, and I'm done. It says completion. You have completed a major cycle in your life, okay? That's why this card, this last puzzle, is being placed around the third eye chakra. So you see things very clearly from a spiritual perspective. And so this is why the cycle has come to a completion, and you all have won. So I love you all. If you want a private reading from me, email me. Be sure to like and subscribe to my channel, and I'll talk to you all next time.
All right, you guys, that was deep. That was deep. So as you stated, you know, that's a collective reading. Take what resonates. You know what I mean? But, yeah, guys, you know, doing things in secret, I guess the thing would be throwing rocks and hiding your hand. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people that everything is recorded. Oh, my God, everything is recorded. And I also stated today that, you know, there are many tests that are put out. Things are allowed to, you know, happen just to see what type of person you really are. And what I mean by this is in the spiritual realms, the unseen. You know, you are tested just to see what you will really do to someone, just to see who you truly are in the shadow. You know what I mean? So when you come up against people with good hearts, you know, it's you know, there are like many chances, not many chances, there are chances that one gets, you know, but guys, you know, it would be very wise to do the right thing. All right. On that note, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end it. The podcast is self-explanatory, guys. Just remember to do the right thing, and right things will be done unto you. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
Your friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to measure. If love and peace you trade.